Okay, so continue and give them on base. Omar of Nosim Bar Mar Ukva. Omar of Yehuda. So, Alu Avecha Bamida. So, the Gemara says doesn't mean just that pasuk, Alu Avecha. That's not what it means. It means up until Alu Avecha Be'amida. Okay, what does Amida mean? What does Be'amida mean? Not traveling. They go to Rashi. Okay. So Rashi says that even basically says you can do Kriya Shema while you're doing your work or while you're moving. It's not a machlokas over here. Even he would agree that you have to stay in one place. But Amida here doesn't mean like the Yerushalmi mentions, right? The Rif quotes Yerushalmi. Doesn't mean that you have to stand up. It means you have to be stationary. Okay. Now why do you have to be stationary? Rashi says. So Rashi says this has to do with the halacha of kavana. Okay, go ahead. So that's Rav Nosson Bar Mar Ukva. That's Rav Yehuda. Okay, and Rav Yochanan says kol parsha kulo b'mida. Right? Va'azdo Rav Yochanan l'taimei d'amar Rav Bar Bar Chanam Rav Yochanan halacha k'Rav Acha she'amar mishum. Rabbi Yehuda. So that was one of the sheets earlier, at the top of the page, right? Akore es shema tzorach shechavnes libo. Rabbi Acha mishum Rabbi Yehuda omer akevin shkivin lub parak rishon shuv ein otzarach. But he holds you need kavanah for the first parak, right? So that's the Gemara. So according to Rashi, what's the Gemara saying? That what's the problem of Mahalech? What's the problem of Mahalech? Kavana, you're not going to be able to have kavana, right? It's like people say an uncoordinated person can't chew gum and walk at the same time. But you can't have kavana for Kriya Shema and walk at the same time. That's what the Gemara holds according to Rashi, right? You can't have kavana and walk at the same time. You have to be mindful of where you're going, right? It's a problem today that people run into, right? So you have to stop for as long as you need kavanas alev. That's the way Rashi says. And then it's just the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan holds kavanas alev is the whole perak, and Rav Nosson Bar Mar Ukva, the name Rav Yehuda apparently holds like who? No? Like Rabbi Eliezer, right? How'd it go? Rabbi Eliezer? Like Rabbi Eliezer? Alu Avecha. Right? Okay. Alright, so let's take a look though at the riff. Right. So the riff says since this machlokas is totally on how and when you need kavana. But we paskin like Rava, they only need kavana for the first pasuk. Therefore, both of these shittas are pushed off, right?
So
that's right. So according to the Rif, all you need to do is if you're walking, you're walking home from shul and it's time to say Kriya Shema already, you just have to stop for the first pasuk. And then you can continue. Right? Go ahead. Right. So the Rif says there was a psak, though. There was a strange psak. That somebody pushed off Rabbi Yochanan, meaning to say he held you don't need to stand for the whole first parak, because we hold like Rava. Right? In other words, we disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. You don't need kavana for the whole first parak. So there was one of the Gaonim pushed off the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, but he paskined like Rav Nosson. And he paskined like Rav Nosson, and he said you have to have kavana until you have to be omeid until Alav Avecha. So the Rif said this is a bad psak. Adin Piska Lav Malyu, it's not a good psak. Why? Because just like we knocked off Kihechi, the Dachu Divrei Rava, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan, just like Rava pushed off Rabbi Yochanan, it should also push off Rabbi Nosson. I mean, it seems pashut. Seems like it seems pashut, right? I'll have to see. We'll come back to that later. Whose psak that was. But that's what the Rif is saying. The Rif is saying that Amida is totally on Kavana. There are two shitas in the Gemara on Yud Gimel about where you ad heichan you have to do b'amida, which translates into when you need kavana. But we don't pasken like either one of those shitas. We pasken you only need kavana by the first pasuk, so therefore we would only need amida by the first pasuk. Strangely, there is a shita that agrees that we hold like Rava that you only need kavana by the first pasuk, and therefore says we don't pasken like Rabbi Yochanan to need amida by the whole parak. But somehow winds up saying you need amida up until Alav Avecha, right? Which the Rif says doesn't seem to have a basis. Correct? That's the problem, right? I will come back to it. But let's take a look at the next, because this is all tied into one another sugya is tied into the same question. Correct? Yeah. Get a chance to look at the Gemara. It's not much of a Gemara. Right. Okay, so the steer is, because the Mishnah says that the Umnin can read Barosha Elon. But it's not simply the fact that they're Barosha Elon that's the problem, right? It's that it implies a Fibu Bizman Shein Asukim. Right? Alma Lo Boy Kavana? That was his question. The Mishnah seems to imply that Kriya Shema doesn't need Kavana. Right? But, what? But we see that there's a braisa that says it does, because Shema Yisrael, make a gzeira shava from Shema and Shema. Shema means haske su Shema, you have to pay attention. Right? Okay, ishtik. So what happened? He was quiet. Rava was quiet. Now here's a little confusing. Who says what to who here? Omalei midi shmielach beha. Did you hear anything about this? Right? Did you hear anything about this? So who said that to? I guess his plain shot is what? That Rava said it back to him? So Rif seems to learn that it was he said it to Rava again. Even Rava was quiet, then he asked him again. Right?
Yeah.
Omalei hachi omar Rav Sheshes. V'hu shebetelin mi malachton v'korin. So he says they have to stop their work. Kadesha Yukorin Bikavona. Kadesha Yukorin Bikavona, Rashoin Li Botalmi Malachtan. They're allowed to be Mavatal their work in order to read Bikavona. Go ahead.
Vatanya Bisulomrim Uskim Malachtan Akorin.
Right.
It says Lokasha Habaparak Rishon Habaparak Shani.
Okay, so that's what comes out. Now what? The Parak Rishon Pasha Shema Boy Kavona. So that's what comes out from this. Comes out now another halacha of kavana. Now what? That this Gemara is saying that the whole first perek needs kavana. Okay, the whole first perek needs kavana. All right, let's take a look at the Rif here. So the Rif is bothered by this one too. Right. I guess we can pick it up from where he gives the he basically quotes the whole Gemara, right? Kan Perek Rishon, Kan Perek Sheni, Kan Perek Rishon, Kan Perek Sheni, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Rif is bothered again. Why is the Stam, this is just a Stam Gemara? Why is the Stam Gemara seeming to take for granted that you need to have Kavon on the whole first parak? Right? So the Rif says this Gemara is really going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Is Rabbi Yochanan in this Gemara?
Yeah.
Right. So how does he know it's going to Rabbi Yochanan?
Because
it says Kavana. Because it says Boy Kavana. Right? Because it says Boy Kavana in the whole parak. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Okay, go ahead. So now the problem is, though, but according to Rava himself, how could Rava say that you have to be mevatel from the malacha on the first parak because you need kavana? Rava does not hold any kavana in the first parak. Right? He's learning that this is Rava's teretz. Or at least that Rava accepted the answer. What? This was in the conversation between Rava. This was the conversation between Rava and Rav Mari brought the Bas Shmuel. Right? And Rava didn't either. It's not clear if Rava is the one who answered after he was Ishtik, or if he just didn't contradict what he said. But either way, he's saying that that Rava does not disagree with the fact that you have to be mevatel for malacha for the first parak, right? But why? Why would he? Why couldn't he be? Why would you have to be mevatel for malacha for the whole first parak if he doesn't need kavana for the whole parak? Right. Go ahead.
Ella, we shouldn't do lishri le'arai.
Right, so there is a new din. Now I have a new din. That aside for the requirement to kavana, there's another halacha that you can't make Kriya Shema Arai. You can't make Kriya Shema Arai. What's Arai? What? Yeah. It has to be Keva, right? It has to be your main action. It can't be like a secondary thing that you're doing. That just happens to happen. Go ahead.
Ki hadi gasin biyuma.
Now here's the final gemara.
Mishmidirav. Hakore es shema. Lo yirmos behinav. Lo yirots bitzvasov. Lo yirav etzvosov.
So one who is reading Shema can't do any kind of hinting and winking and gesturing, right? He's got to be quiet and still. Okay. V'tanya really is Ben Chasma.
Akoria Shema, Ramapu Merami is Be'inav, and Makarit Bismasov, and Mareva Bismasov, Alamakasuvamer, the Lo Osi Karasa Yaakov.
Okay. Right. So the problem is, though, in that Gemara, it started out saying that someone was Merami something during Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, how could you do it? You know, it would be Merami during Kriya Shema. So the Gemara answers, Kan Perek Rishon. The Gemara answers, Perek Rishon. Right, that's only usher to do this gesturing in Perek Rishon. And why? Mishum dekom mashvi la aroi, because it makes it aroi. Hachanami, ilo botulei mi malocha kom mashvi la aroi. Right, so that's what someone's saying that the reason why Rava holds you have to stop your work while you're reading Kriya Shema is not an inyan of kavana. Rather, it's an inyan of not making Kriya Shema Arai. Just like the halacha of not gesturing. Okay, go ahead. Let's just finish it off.
If you look at the kasha of the Rava, the Hasan Amar Rava halakha for the mayor, the Hachlaka Amar
the Bayin Kavana, Fragrishon. See, the Chidusha Chavas Yor, he says, Tzorachin, the Rav Lo Amar Midi Hacha. Rav didn't say anything over here. But the Rif apparently holds that he was masking to it. I think I saw someone else say that he was Ishtik, and then he asked him if he heard anything. Ishtik means he didn't have his own thing to say. And it's a difficult shot. But anyway, that's what the Rif holds. Rif holds would be a steer of Rav on Rav. Okay. Elav shmar mina kedam rinan ki heichid lo tikshi the rava the rava. All right. Okay, so now comes out that what? Comes out now that there's two things in the Kriya Shema, right? There's two things in Kriya Shema. One is an idea of having kavana, of kavana, when you're saying the pasuk, right? What's that? That's in the mitzvah itself, right? That is part of the mitzvah itself. If you don't have kavana when you're saying the first pasuk, then you're not saying the pasuk properly at all, right? But now there's a second din. It's interesting, a second din. You have to think about where this comes from, the second din of Arai. That even though you're saying it b'kavana, in other words, let's say a person stopped his malacha for the first pasuk. So he could be mechavan for the first pasuk, right? But he went back to doing his malacha after the first pasuk. According to the Rif, he would have kavana, he did the pasuk with kavana, but he's over a different issa. He's over an issa of making kriya shema aroi. Right? Or if a person makes gestures during kriya shema, he winks at somebody, he hints something, tries to convey a message during kriya shema. Right? He's over an issa of making kriya shema aroi. Correct. Right. Okay, so the Rashba says that there are three sugyas, right? Three sugyas that go against each other. You have the sugya over here on Yud Gimel that says Alav Avecha Ba'amida. Right? And he's learning, like Jonah says, he's learning that it's not totally on Kavana. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says it's a din of Kavana. But anyway, so you have over here for Amida Ad Alav Avecha. And in Yuma, you have Lo Yikrot Be'enav, the whole first parak. And later on, you have the Paulim must be bottled from Yimalachim for the whole first parak. Right? And that's even according to Rava. Yet, for Kavanah itself, Rava holds, you only need the first pasuk. Right? So good. So they try to work out that they're not arguing. Trying to work out these three sugyas are not arguing on each other. These three facts are not arguing on each other. That all you need is kavana for the first parak, but yet by amida you need amida for alav avecha, and you have to be bota from malacha and not to make any gestures for the whole first parak. Right? How do you work those three sugyas out as not arguing on each other? Go ahead. Okay, so this is the Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Geyas. This is his teretz. That what? That the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. What does he say? Bestam. If the person is not standing, he's not doing anything. He's just stam, being. Then you just go like Rabbi Meir. And what? And all you need is kavana for the first pasuk. Go ahead. Shadaitom yushevis alav. So since you're just stam and your das is tranquil, right? You're not troubled. All you need to do is be mechavein, and that's it. First pasuk. Go ahead. It's interesting. But if a person is walking, so what's that? It's interesting. I was trying to define each step, right? If he's walking, then what category is he put him in? Ain daitom yushevas alav. What?
Bilvad.
He's only a person that is not daitom yushevas alav. Why? He can't be relaxed, right? He can't be relaxed. He can't let his guard down. He's a little bit on edge. He's on notice. He's on the lookout for where he's going. Right? Go ahead. See, this is difficult. So what is now? He has to stand in order to relax. Right? Go ahead. So that I understand. Stop moving. So when he stops, why isn't he just back to a stam? Right? Go ahead. He comes back to it later, right? But in Oseg, the Malacha, he has to stop. That's a different din. He has to stop for the whole first parak. Why? Doesn't my yet? Huh? Does he mention it? He doesn't mention until the end. Good. Then he comes back, right? He refuses everything. That if, since he's Osig in his Malacha, if what? If you don't make him stop for the whole first parak, then the mitzvah will be kala on him. He'll view it in a like a light thing. Go ahead. So he has to stop for the whole first parak and then go back to his Malacha. Go ahead. So if a person is not doing anything, he's just omeid or yoshev, and he has what? His das is miyushav alav, and the emas hamitzvah is on him. That's what he says? And the emas hamitzvah is on him. See, that's where he's giving a little bit more now. The emas hamitzvah is on him, then all he needs to do is to be mechavin in the first pasuk, and that's enough. Go ahead. But if a person is walking, so he's not on the level of being osig malacha. Go ahead. Why? Then all he has to do is stand until al levavecha. I mean, that's the part that the Rif didn't accept, right? The Rif didn't accept that this middle ground. The guy's a mahalech. So let him stop, and he'll be like a yoshev. Right? Go ahead. And what's the last case? And what? And Ramiza is like an Osig B'malacha. All right, so let's see. Can we get any definitions over here, or is this just like descriptive stuff? Descriptive stuff. Where should we start? Yeah. What? Well, let's start with the first question. What's the first parak? What does it mean? What does the first parak signify? What does stopping for a parak do? What does stopping for a parak achieve? Is there a qualitative difference between a pasuk and does the parak mark a qualitative entity? That's what I'm trying to ask over here. Let's stick with the Rashba. He's the one who's explaining the most for now. Let's stick with the Rashba. What does it mean if you're Osek and Malacha, you have to stop for the whole parak? Correct. In other words, there's a din by Kriya Shema that what? I mean, I don't think they're really that different, the Rif and the except for the middle case. I don't see why you have to make a bigger machlokes out of this. That let's see. Now let's put the question like this. Now, if a person is osig b'molachto, right, and he stops and he has kavana only for the first pasuk, and then continues the kriya with his malacha, right? So what is he, how is he related to Kriya Shema differently than if he stops for the whole parak? Right? I mean, that's the Rashi thing. He's saying there's a difference, there's a qualitative difference between those two cases. See, I think what you're saying is correct, that a person views the Parsha as its own, as a unit, as an entity. If you only read the first Pasuk in the Parsha, then you're saying that that you're not. Let's put it this way: if a person reads the whole parsha b'kavana, then he's being koveya himself for a new activity of kriyas parsha. You understand? The gavra, that's what they're saying of you by kriyashma. By kriyashma, there's a din in the gavra too. that the Gavra can't be a Kore B'Kriya Shema. The Soch, while he's involved in another activity. Okay? The reading of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema has to be the activity, the essential activity that he's involved in. Now, the Rashba is saying that you have to look now at Kriya Shema, not just in terms of strictly the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, right? It's not a question anymore of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself, that which pasuk does the maisa require kavan on, right? Now he has to use the Kriya Shema itself to switch the kviyas of the gavra. You understand? So unless he's koveya himself, okay, for the unit, the full unit of Kriya Shema, he still is considered to be an Oseg b'malacha who took a short break to be Kore, to be Yotzei a Mitzvah. You understand? It has to be not that the Kriya Shema is simply a break in the malacha, but it has to be that, because then essentially the Gavra is still an Osa Malacha, is still Kavu as an Osa Malacha. And that would mean that the Kriya Shema is really a Rai, and it's Kala, because it's happening, he's doing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema while as a Gavra he's still Kavu as an Osa Malacha. The only way to break that when he's defined in terms of Malacha is to take the full unit of Kriya Shema. You understand? And be kovei himself to that. You're not kovei yourself to a part of a thing. That's not a kvias. To one pasuk is not a kvias. You have to take the unit of the malacha itself. You have to take Kriya Shema itself and say, well, a parsha is just like a chapter. You're not considered to be reading the book in a serious way if you read a sentence here and there. You got to be kovei to a unit of the thing itself. Okay, so that's what he's saying. If you're an osem alacha, it's not a matter of kavan anymore. It's a matter of being defining the gavra who's the kore. So he's saying same thing with remizus. If a guy is while he's reading the first pasuk, the first parak, he's involved in communicating things to other people. So then it's a rai. That's vaday a rai because he's besoch the maisa. He's really doing something else. But even when it's not Pesach HaMaisa, if there was a real kvias beforehand and he returns to it before completing the kvias of the parsha itself, then he's still considered to be kore as an osa malacha. You understand? Yeah. Right? No, that's what the Rif is saying. He's not batal mi malacha because of he has to be kore b'kavana for the whole parah. It's not that it requires kavana the whole parah. It's that he can't be osek in the original activity of malacha. He can't be osek in another activity while he is kore kriya shma. That would make it a rai. Okay, but the first parak, as long as he reads that first parak, the full unit, without doing anything else, then he's considered to have read that parak bikvius. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, and you see from here, that only the first parak is the raiser. So otherwise you wouldn't be able to read the rest of it that way either. Okay? So that's clear. I think that's clear in terms of what a parak is. And what's a pasuk? A pasuk is the other way. A pasuk is when you're not osik in anything else, right? You're not osik in anything else, and you just have a din of what is the kavana. So then all you need is kavana for the first pasuk. But what is a mahalech? What's a mahalech that says you have to stop until ad l'avecha? Al avecha, yeah. Yeah, the Rush quotes a very funny Ravid. Ravid says, Kosav Mishim Gon, the mahalech tzarech lamod ad al avecha. Right?
like the rich, like the living gas. The Omar Parakama the Yuma. The Parak Rishon, Ainlo, Lirno, Zaino. Right? So he's bringing that as a raya that other than kavana, sometimes there are restrictions on your behavior. That's not when you have kavana, he's saying. The king kasar aveno rab alfas, the common parak, also lirmo, the full of parak, mission the kosher kriyas arai. The king na mitzarach amida mission below the kosher kriyas arai. He ties in with arai. But listen to this. Vahad lo boy amida b'chol ha-parsha mishun d'posik basrik siv uver lech d'cha b'adarach. Alma d'kori b'mahalik. You know, the funny, strangest thing. He's saying, really, mahalik is a problem of arai. But since the posik itself says uver lech d'cha b'adarach, at that point you could certainly go. I don't know if that's not the Rashba doesn't give that term. The Rashba doesn't give that term. I would say that it has to do with with the way we define that sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, it's true he's not saying you need kavana at that point, but we said that what's the idea of saying kavana until Alav Avecha? Because those are the psukim that include how you should relate to the mitzvah itself, right? Those are the psukim that tell you. Says Shema Yisrael is the idea of Kabbal Shem Ocha Shemayim. And then it tells you that these are things that you have to meditate upon, right? So he's saying that's really part of the kiyum of Omach Hashemayim is to recognize the importance of it and how to relate to it. So he's saying, if the person is Yoshev Stam, he has Emas Mitzvah upon him. Meaning to say that he has the full appreciation of Kabbalah Omo Choshamayim. Okay? But if he's Mahalech, so he's coming from the midst of a certain... He's not coming from a Kvius that he has to have another kvius to remove it from, like it's not a kvius of something else that would make it arai, but it is from a state where he doesn't have complete yishuv hadas. So in that case, he has to stop at least until the point where he's reading the part that at least for the psukim that describe fully the proper relationship to the mitzvah. Notice he doesn't have it me'atzmo, because he's not coming from a state of yishuv hadas. So he must include those psukim in his kriya. It doesn't matter that they come after, because that's part of the mitzvah, to have a kabbal samach shemayim and to relate to it in the same way. It doesn't matter that was Yehuda's question. It doesn't matter that the alav avecha is, it's not that he reaches. In other words, the problem is like this. If he doesn't reach Yishuv Hadas until Alav Avecha, then he should maybe say the Pesukim Umafreya. I mean, alright. How's that going to help him? Right? But the idea is that a Mahalech is not an Indian of being Osek and another thing that has a problem of doing two things together, but he's coming from his mind a little bit distracted. Right? So he's not ready to have kavana and appreciate the importance of the thing at once. He's coming from Yishuv Hadas. He understands the relative importance of everything. But if he's coming from a state of mahalech, he has to stop at least until he reads the part of the psukim that describe the proper relationship to the kavana and mocha shemayim. Stop, you should be mechavim for this. Yeah.
What does he have to do if he's just coming from Stam? And he just has to...
Nothing, just says kavan. Just kavan for that pasuk. No, he's not an omeid, because as an omeid means that he has a perspective. As if a person is coming from Yishuv Hadas, he's not osek in anything else. And he's not distracted, and he has the proper perspective, and he understands the relative, and he's coming from a position of where he has a view already. But the person who's a mahalech, he pulls himself off the derech, but he doesn't have the
he doesn't have on his fingertips the proper perspective. He can have kavana. He can have kavana for the pasuk. He can read it and have kavana. But that would be his first engagement. It was the one who has yeshiva das, even before he's korei, he could be involved. That's what he means. That he has the emas hamitzvah olav. Means he's already in a state before he's a korei of relating to the thing properly. That's what he means. He has the emas hamitzvah olav. But the mahalich is not in that state. He's distracted. He can't be in the state where he has emas hamitzvah olav. But he can stop and be mechavein. But when he stops and is mechavein, that would be his first engagement in the mitzvah. That would be lacking a certain amount of appreciation and perspective. So then he should read the two following psukim that describe, like Tosa says, those two following psukim contain the full content. It contains Ava and Yira. And it also has the part of Alu Vavecha. It also has the part that tells you that there's a kiyum to understand what these things are about.
Is
it a new halacha?
Yeah.
No, it's not. He's saying the proper mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Mocha Shemayim is to be mechavein, to be mechavein and to appreciate what it is. Not to do it like a. In other words, there's a certain amount when we say that this is a mitzvah of kavana. That's essentially it's a mitzvah of kavana, right? And not only is it the mitzvah of kavana, meaning to say that you need kavana to do it, but you also really need to appreciate what it is to do it. And so a person can pick up the lulav without kavana and all, and he'll be 100% yotzei. He'll admit things with kavana, right? Or he can even have kavana, but not really recognize, have kavana to do the mitzvah, but not really recognize what the importance of that mitzvah is. But the Rashba seems to be learning over here that Kriya Shema is different in two counts. The content of the mitzvah is a mitzvah belev, is kavana, and you also have to realize why it's important. You have to realize that it is important. You have to realize that it is the fundamental. Right.
So the fact that he stopped allows for those psukim to be real time?
Right. He has to stop at least for those psukim. See, the Ravid was saying a different idea. He was saying it's an idea of a rai. He was saying walking is also like doing malacha. But he says, but you can't say walking during the psukim that say you can walk is considered a rai. That's a strange svara. I don't really understand it. I have to think about that. You hear what I'm saying, though? Bime? What? Yeah. Perspective. Right. Sounds like he's learning that, right? The regular, that you need two elements. You have to have the proper idea of, you have to have the kavana itself, and you have to have a certain perspective on it. He's saying the Yoshev Stam can have Emas HaMitzvah on him originally before you even get started. And then he'll have it, and then all he has to do is, and then what? And then he has kavana for the first pasuk, right? And then he has kavana for the first pasuk. That's all he needs kavana for. But 1 second. But what about the mahalech? So he's saying that when you're in the state of walking, you're not roy for kavana, right? When you're in the state of walking, you're not roy for kavana. You know, kind of according to him that if a person was just sitting b'yishuv adas, he said the first pasuk, then he can get up and go. Doesn't it seem like that going there?
Because
he already had Amos HaMitzvah on him. He already had Amos HaMitzvah on him. Right? And he read that first pasuk. Right? Only because he was walking, he has to wait for that three pasuk. I was saying that while you're a mahalik, you're not going to have the... You need to have a period of time where you're not osake, where you're not distracted at all, so that you could allow the Kabbalah Salam al Choshmaim to have an impact on you. The Yoshev bottle, he's already primed for it. So the Asiyah itself has the impact right away. But if someone who's Mahalech, he has to have a time afterwards for it to have an impact on him.
Is there like a pre-time? If you're walking, you sit down for a minute?
It's a good question. When are you considered not a mahalik anymore?
I don't know. When you consider not to be a mahalik? I guess if you would sit down, if you would stop your journey. I mean, right. Mahalik means you're walking and you want to say Kriya Shema while you're walking. So you take a break from the hiluch. But if a guy is stopping for lunch, stopping for dinner, I guess, then he's not a mahalik anymore. One just sits down. From the Gavra, right? Now he's saying since the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not just an asiya, right, but it's something that has an impact on the Gavra, then if he's oseg malacha, if he's considered to be, if he's primarily considered, if he has a primary definition of a different, if he has a primary definition that's different, then the Gavra is not available, he's saying. Right? Now he's saying halachically you need a Gavra that's, since the mitzvah is to be makabel olam hashamayim, and that should have an impact on the Gavra, right? So he's saying if he is osek in another malacha while he's doing Kriya Shema, then he already is defined by another activity, right? So he has to be, that's the most basic thing. He has to stop for an activity of Kriya Shema. He has to stop for a kavias of Kriya Shema, because if he's just considered basically to be if he still has the shame of an osek malacha, then he's not roy for any other he's not roy for the proper impact of kavias of Kriya Shema. So he can't be ose another. He can't be doing another activity as a kavias of Kriya Shema, right? So he has to stop completely and engage in Kriya Shema itself as an activity. That's a whole parak, right? And then he's saying secondarily that even if he's not involved in another activity, but since he's a mahalech, he has a different deficit. He has a problem of not being able to, of not coming to the mitzvah with the appreciation. So that you can remedy by stopping for a shiur of Kriya afterwards, after the Kabbalah Somo Hashemayim. The order doesn't matter. Right? Is that better, Jeremy? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, were you trying to answer it, or were you just saying that? I'm saying.
Were you asking a question?
Oh, there's no question. I didn't see that as an answer. How'd you answer that?
Do you still have a question?
Yes.
What's the question?
If Mike, same thing I was talking about, like, just how can the guy be Yosei? How can the guy be Yosei?
Saying he wouldn't be.
Oh, you're saying he would. Okay.
Listen, I'm not saying any of this is b'di'evid. We're not saying this is b'di'evid. We're not saying if a guy was a mahalech, is that halacha? I don't know. If a guy did not stand, he kept reading, and if he didn't stand for more than the first pasuk, would the Rashi say he's not yotzei? I don't know. If a guy was not batal from halacha for more than the first pasuk, is he not yotzei? Just says it's usher, doesn't say he's yotzei. I don't know if he's yotzei or not. I'm talking about the ideal. This is structured. These halachas are structured on the ideal of the mitzvah. Right. The ideal kiyum is in the gavra. Right.
Isn't there?
Does that answer your question?
He's saying if a guy only I'm not sure what the question is. Halo and Lefa, right? So
and then he goes back to his malacha.
Yeah.
Right.
So he wasn't the gavra. He has a different kriya. He didn't define himself as being primarily osek in kriya shema.
Right.
He had kavana through halo and Lefa, meaning he
right
made him. He had that appreciation.
Right.
Saying would he be osek or?
I don't know if these are. I don't know if these are b'di'evit. I don't know if these halachas are b'di'evit.
But I mean, I'm not just asking. I think it's a better kasher if you just ask from the third guy who's osek b'malacha when he's Torah.
That is what he's asking.
You said the halachah was the guy until halachah
v'efah. I said he was the guy who was the malacha, and he just did it through halachah v'efah. He didn't make himself into.
We went back to malacha after halachah v'efah.
Right.
Isn't there a significance to the first?
Okay.
Isn't there a significance?
Right. I mean, it sounds like he's Yotze. He's just saying he shouldn't be Kala on it. I mean, it sounds like...
Right, but it just, I mean, how could he be Yotze?
Because I'm not saying this halacha is likuv. This is what it is l'chadchila. These dinim are structured on that you should have the full key in l'chadchila. I mean, I don't know, what's the din? You got to check the halacha. The guy violates one of these things, is he not Yotze?
You think of all the halachas, right?
I mean, it's mashma from that Rambam that, like with the lo yikros, I mean, the guy is winking during Kriya Shema. It's mashma from the Rambam, he's yotze, isn't it? He just says he shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
He just says it's meguna.
Yeah, he says
it's meguna. He's yotze, it's just meguna. So that's certainly the guy's not in the proper state of mind. But that's, halachically, you don't need halachically b'di'evit, you yotze if you have kavana in the first pasuk, that's it. These halachas are different.